CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that the Democratic Statehouse members have until 3 p.m. Monday to return after they left the state trying to stop Republicans to change congressional district lines. If they don't return, he'll try to have them removed from the legislature. At least 51 Democrats are said to be in Chicago as they fear the Republicans will send an additional 5 GOP representatives to Washington with the changes.
This comes ahead of a scheduled vote in the Texas House on the redistricting proposal. No quorum, no vote. That's how it works. This redistricting push was added to the special session called by the governor, and it has been heavily criticized as a political power grab led by President Trump. Well, the redistricting proposal would shift representation essentially in some sections of North Texas.
That's Steve Pickett of CBS News Texas. The 2025 wildfire season in North America is expected to last longer than ever, according to experts. Correspondent Elise Preston is monitoring the biggest fire currently raging.
The wildfire in Arizona's Grand Canyon National Park is now the nation's largest at well over 100,000 acres, reaching mega fire status. The flames began almost a month ago and destroyed the historic Grand Canyon Lodge on the North Rim.
Wildfires in Canada are causing bad air quality warnings across most of our Midwest. CBS News Minnesota's Reg Chapman has that.
Another historic wildfire season in Canada is to blame for those smoke skies. Canadian authorities reported 35 new fires on Friday and 16 new fires today, bringing the total number of active fires to 709.
Desperation is increasing in Gaza, where there are warnings that Palestinians there are facing a worst-case scenario of famine. Correspondent Deborah Patter reports on that grim situation.
The majority of Gaza's over 2 million people are displaced, living in tented camps. If the war continues any longer, Abir Soba said, I think I might kill myself. She simply cannot bear being unable to provide food for her children. Deborah Patter, CBS News, East Jerusalem.
A woman in New Zealand was arrested Sunday after a 2-year-old girl was found in her suitcase. BBC Celia Hatton reports the bag was stowed in a compartment below the passengers.
The arrest took place at a rest stop for long-distance bus travelers in the town of Kaiwaka. A female passenger had asked the bus driver if she could access her luggage, which had been stored in the bottom of the bus during the first part of their journey. The driver then noticed the woman's suitcase was moving.
The girl was taken to a hospital for extensive medical assessment. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Another space tourism rocket blasts off. We have more from correspondent Matt Piper.
The Blue Origin rocket launched from West Texas.
And touchdown.
It lasted about 10 minutes before coming back to Earth. On board, crypto billionaire Justin Sun, who put in a winning bid of $28 million for a seat.
For this mission, I waited for 4 years, but we finally delivered it. Really appreciate Mr. Bezos and his team make it possible.
Altogether, there were 6 people on the rocket. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Roughly 3 million student borrowers could have their wages garnished as soon as this summer. That's according to credit bureau TransUnion. The company predicts that many are moving into default, meaning they are 270 days past due on payments. At that point, they are at risk of having 15% of their pay docked by the government. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 65. A little smoke Monday morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Monday night, partly cloudy and lows in the upper 60s. 80 on Tuesday, 82 on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies, 85 Thursday. Currently 63 degrees.
Memorial Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen.
seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frank. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. Sang another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an we'll be right back.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Sidewalk, a little music from the house next door.
I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Here she comes now. Walk. stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemarie. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemarie, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemarie, Rosemarie.
Guess you're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemarie, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad.
And smile a little smile for me, Rosemarie.
Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Summer night, everything I want, I have whenever I hold you tight. This
summer night.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. customs officials are busy preparing to deal with big tariff changes with U.S. trading partners coming later this week. Correspondent Willie James Inman is following that for us.
This week, new tariff rates on goods from dozens of nations is set to go into effect. The tariff rates range from 10% to as high as 41% and includes negotiated rates from deals struck with major trading partners like Japan, the European Union, and South Korea.
The White House maintains nations such as Canada and China can negotiate down if they meet the president's terms. Mexico was given a 90-day extension. President Trump is talking about his plans to replace Erica McIntyre, who was fired as head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after the agency issued a lackluster jobs report on Friday.
We'll be announcing a new statistician sometime over the next 3-4 days. We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous, what she announced.
Stock futures are up slightly ahead of Monday's opening bell. In Montana, the search for an Army veteran suspected of shooting 4 people to death in a bar in the town of Anaconda is now going into a fourth day. Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen says he's considered armed and dangerous.
We want to find this guy. This is a dangerous individual who has committed an absolutely heinous crime against this community and these victims.
Police say they think the suspect, 45-year-old Michael P. Brown, went into nearby